It's the end of an era for one of Australia's most popular television shows. Last night's finale of MasterChef was also the final season for its three judges, after Network 10 suddenly ceased contract negotiations with its stars for next season. The irony of a contract dispute hasn't escaped viewers. Judge George Kalambaras was fined last week for underpaying workers in his own restaurants. Isabel Rowe reports.
Larissa, you are Australia's MasterChef for 2019.
As another season of MasterChef drew to a close, there was no big farewell for its star attractions, three constants on Australian television for 11 years.
You would have been 11 years old when we turned up on the TV screens. Number one, what the hell happened to us? And number two, look at you!
Last night's finale was pre-recorded, but hours before it went to air, Network 10 announced this season would be the last for its three celebrity chef judges.
Breaking news this afternoon, a big announcement in television. All three judges on MasterChef are leaving the show.
Judge George Kalambaras was going to be a PR problem for Network 10. Late last week, the chef and business owner admitted to underpaying employees at his restaurants by $7.8 million and was fined by the Fair Work Ombudsman. But not even media watcher Mumbrella's Tim Burrows expected co-stars Gary Megan and Matt Preston to walk too.
I suspect that it was unrelated to George's PR issues. I think it genuinely was a falling out over the contract.
Network 10 chief executive Paul Anderson confirmed he couldn't reach a contract deal with the trio despite months of negotiation. In response, Matt Preston issued a statement on social media saying,
"Thank you so much for supporting MasterChef Australia over the last 11 years. We have loved every single moment. We were really keen to continue, but we were unable to agree to all terms for the new contract."
Gary Megan also posted a statement denying the contract dispute was about money. Hundreds of fans also took to social media overnight to express their sadness, while others, including Tim Burrows, saw the irony in suggestions George Kalambaras was involved in his own pay dispute.
It's a particularly bad look then to be asking for a pay rise when you've just been caught out by underpaying your own staff.
The highlight of your dish was that sticky glazed pork.
The MasterChef model was copied from the UK and burst onto Australian screens in 2009. Audiences fell in love with watching ordinary Australians battle it out in the kitchen, guided by Preston, Megan and Kalambaras.
You have 1 hour to prepare a dish.
Season 3 contestant Ellie Paxton Hall credits MasterChef with shining a light on Australia's untapped culinary talent.
I'd say that the judges definitely made that show. They were so encouraging when we were on it. And also, even after the show, they always sort of reached out to us to make sure that how we're going and if we needed any help.
The show will go on. 10 has confirmed a 12th season of MasterChef will start production next year with three new judges.
Isabel Rowe reporting there. And as just mentioned, chef and business owner George Kalambaras has been fined by the Fair Work Ombudsman for underpaying employees at his restaurants. He's been ordered to pay $200,000. The Federal Attorney General, Christian Porter, has told RN the penalty isn't adequate.
I think that that fine myself is light, and I've said that that's an area where we will review penalties, and I'm open-minded to submissions that there should be firmer penalties there, inclusive of potentially criminal penalties reserved for repetitious breaches.
And for the record, the Fair Work Ombudsman is continuing to investigate the ABC over the alleged underpayment of as many as 2,500 casual employees.